Yehot Mishnayis Masecht Yevomis Vav Teperek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Bas Yisrael Mureses LaKoyin. A Bas Yisrael that got married had kedushin to a Koyin, or else Muberes MiKoyin. A Bas Yisrael that became pregnant from a Koyin, or else Shemeres Yovim LaKoyin, where the husband died and now the brother is a Koyin and is a Mrs. Yibin now to a Koyin. V'chein Bas Koyin LiYisrael, or else the Bas Koyin got married to Yisrael. So in all these cases, the locher is latoicha b'truma. She's not allowed to eat truma yet. As with kedushin alone, she's not allowed to eat truma. They have to wait until they have nisuyin. Then a bas yisrael got married to a kohen is mutter to eat truma. Now what's going to be bas yisrael meresas alevi? A bas yisrael that has kedushin to levi, or else muberes milevi, she became pregnant from a levi, or else shemeres yovim lelevi. The brother now, her husband died, the brother is a levi. V'chein, the same thing, Bas Levi, the girl that was born from a Levi, a Bas Levi, that now got married to Yisrael, is a Teucha b'maisa, she's not Larit Maisa yet. The Levi's Larit Maisa, and Eishas Levi's Larit Maisa, that's already through Nisuyah, not through Kedushin. What's going to be Bas Levi, Muresas Lakoin, a Bas Levi that got married had a Kedushin to a Koin, Real Smuberis Mikoin, she became pregnant from a Koin, Real Shemeris Liovum the Koin, Real the brother now that's alive now is a Koin, V'chein the same thing, Bas Koin the Levi, Real Bas Koin that got married to a Levi, the Locher is Loi Teuchel, Loi Betrum, Loi Bemaisam. You have to go to Chumr here that they cannot eat Maisi yet since they didn't make Nisuyin. But the mice, even though she was a Bas Koyin, she can't eat Truma, because since she had Kedushin to a Levi, Midiraisa, like she loses a din to eat Truma, Midiraisa Kedushin alone is enough. And therefore, Midiraisa is called like Aishas Levi, so she loses a din to eat Truma. Now, Mishnah Hey, what's going to be Bas Yisrael, Shenisas Lekoyin, a regular Bas Yisrael, Gamerit Okoyin? And here Nisuyin means they had not only Kedushin, that Nisuyin also. Is a locha teucha b'truma. Now she's Lari Truma, because she's called Kinyon Shabal. The Pasuk says, V'koyin ki yikne nefesh, v'dashen kinyin kasper yoichoboy. So kinyin kasper v'koyin is his wife, therefore she's Lari. Something with the Raisa, even the Arusa is Lari. But with the Rabbanon, though, you have to wait until she becomes an Nisuyin, because if an Arusa kit, is able to eat Truma, we're afraid to give it to a brother or to father to eat. So the Mishnah says, when she has Nisuyin to a Kohen, then she's Lari Truma. What's going to be Mace? Let's say the husband of the Kohen dies. V'lo himenu ben, and she has a son from him. Lach was Teuchel b'Truma. Even though she's not an Eishes Kohen anymore, but since there's a son there, so therefore she's Lari eat Machmas the son. And the Pasuk says, V'lid Beisei heim yechlu b'lachmoi. So we dash and like Rabbi Michael, their mother, she's still Lari Truma. What's going to be Nisais the Levi? Let's say Bas Yisrael had Nisuyin to a Levi. It's not Teucha b'Maisa, she's allowed to eat Maisa. Mace, let's say the Levi dies, for law and men of Benin, but she had a son already from a husband. The law was Teucha b'Maisa. Calls him on the Levi, the son's alive, she's allowed to eat Maisa. Nisais the Yisrael, let's say this Bas Yisrael that was first married to a Kohen, and she had a son, and now the Kohen dies. And now she gets married to Yisrael, even though she has a son of Kain. The din is like Teichel, like Betrum, like Maisa. She's not Larit, not Trum, and not Maisa. She loses a din, since now she has Nisun to regular Yisrael. She has a din like a Yisrael. Mace, what's going on if the husband dies? For Lo and Menu Ben, and she had a son, though, from this Yisrael. The din is vital, like Teichel, is not Larit, like Betrum, like Maisa. She lost the din of a Kain, a din of a Levi, since she was married to a Yisrael, and she had a son from that Yisrael. What's going to be Mace Benom Yisrael? Let's say the son she has from the Yisrael, the son also dies, not only a husband, but the son also dies. So now she goes back to the din she has before, that Teucha b'Maiser, she's Larit Maiser. Why? Because the son that's a Levi is still alive. What's going to be Mace Benom Yisrael? Let's say the son that she had from the Levi also dies. So now Locher is Teucha b'Truma, because he still has a son that's a Kain. What's going to be Mace Benom Yisrael? Let's say the son that she had from the first Kain also dies. The Locher is now, she goes back to the regular din of Abbas Yisrael, that Loi Tavish is not Larit, Loi B'Truma, not from Truma, for Loi B'Maiser, not from Maiser. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be Bas Koyin, she Nisas Yisrael? A Bas Koyin that has Nisuyin to Yisrael, so even though she's able to eat Truma before as a Bas Koyin, but now she loses a din, the din is Loi Teucha B'Truma, it's not Larit Truma. Mace, let's say your husband dies for law and men of Ben, but they had a son. So, right, the loch is Lotoycha Betruma. She can't eat Truma because of a son. What's going to be now? Nisa's a Levi. She gets married to a Levi. Is Toycha B'Maisa. She's not eat Maisa. Even though she has a son from the Israel, but since the Maisa, she got married to a Levi now, she has a din of a Levi and she's not eat Maisa. Mace, let's say the Levi dies. For law and men of Ben, but she had a son from the Levi. Vait is still Toycha B'Maisa. She's still not eat Maisa. What's going to be Nisa's the Kohen? She got married to a Kohen now. So Teichel B'Truma, and she's an anxious Kohen, she can eat Truma. What's going to be Mace, the husband, the Kohen dies? For law and men of Ben, but they had a son. Or was like Teichel B'Truma, still she's not eat Truma. Machmas, her son, the Kohen. What's going to be Mace, Beno, Mikonot, said the son also died from the Kohen. Not only the husband, but the son also died. So like Teichel B'Truma, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. She lost the din of a Kohen, but she's still allowed to eat Maisa, because she has a son, a Levi. What's going to be Meis Benom, let's say the son she had from the Levi dies, so she loses the din of a Levi, let's take her a Meis, she can't eat Meis either. What's going to be Meis Benom, so let's say her son that she had from the first Yisrael she was married to also dies, so now she herself really started out to be a Bas Kain. The other lock was now, she has no children, no husbands now, Chazer of the Beis Ovi, she goes back to her father's house that she's able to eat Truma. This says the Pasig, the shovel base of Yom Kinurah Melechem of Yotaychem. She's allowed to go back to father's house the way she was born. She was young before she was married, and she's allowed to eat Truma now. Since she was born a Bas Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. It's only since she got married to Yisrael she lost the din. But now that the husband dies and her son dies, she goes back to father's house. She's allowed to eat Truma. We're up to Perek Asiri, Mishnah Aleph. For Isha Sholach Balum Dinasiyam, a married lady that her husband left and went over the sea. And now they come now and they tell her. The Maraz Medayek, we're talking about now when Eidechot comes. One Eid comes and tells her, you should know Meis Balich, that your husband is dead, and therefore she's allowed to remarry. And that's what happened. Benisa, she did remarry. And later, her husband comes back alive. It wasn't true. Maybe the Eidechot thought he died, but really he didn't die. So Lachar is now, she has to get a get from the first husband and from the second husband. The second husband she can't live with because she's still married to the first one. She's also the first one because it's like a saita since she lived with another man. Even though it's like an oinus, but no, since it was only through an eidechot, she was mechuyev to be medik dayik, she didn't check it out that well, therefore she's not an oinus. Otsricha get mizeh mizeh, but she has to have a get from both of them. From the first one, she needs a get because she's really married to the first one. The second one is only a get midirabon, even though midiraisa she wasn't married to the second one because she's an anxious ish. But midirabon, no, she has to have a get. And v'yein lo ksuba, she doesn't receive a ksuba, v'loi peres, not the fruits, v'loi mizoni, she doesn't get fed, v'loi b'loi, not the old clothing, v'loi alzeh, not from the first one, not from the second husband. What's going to be a not the mizeh mizeh, let's say they gave him. Lachris Tachsar, he didn't realize the locha lady finds out the locha, she has to return it. Vavlad mamze mizeh mizeh, she becomes pregnant now, v'shipshita from the second husband, avada the kids of mamze, because the second husband, she is being born a shesish. The chiddush is even from the first husband also, the kid also is a mamze midrabbanan. Now loy zeh v'zeh metamim lo, let's say the kohanim, so neither of them allowed to be metama when she dies. Because the Kohen can only be metama to his wife that he's mutter to, not to a wife that he's psula. For loy zeh v'zeh zah Kohen loy v'mitzayoso, that he's the husband, when she picks up a mitzayah, they do not get it, they're not zoich on the mitzayah. Because the Chom Roni misakin that the mitzayah of Disha goes to husband, mishumei, there shouldn't be fights. Here we don't care, adrabah, we want them to fight, to give a get. For loy b'maisi you're there, they don't get her paycheck. For loy b'forest and derev, she makes a ned that they cannot be made for it, because they're not considered the husband, they have to give a get. Hoysa b'as Yisrael. Let's say this wife was a b'as Yisrael. So lochur is nifsla menakuna. She becomes possible to marry a Kohen. Even if her husband dies now, she's also to marry a Kohen because she got a shame zoina. Since she lived with another man when she was still married to the first husband, she gets a shame zoina. She's also to marry now to a Kohen. Even if her husband dies. What's going to be now? Ubas Levi min ha-maisa. Well, then if she was a Bas Levi, she's posel to eat maisa. Even though a Zayin is mutter to eat maisa, there it's a knas ha-chamamei that she can't eat maisa. Ubas Kain min ha-trum. Well, then if she's a Bas Kain, she's posel to eat truma now. V'yein yorshin shel zeh, v'yorshin shel zeh, yorshin es ksubosa. Not the yorshim of the first husband, not the yorshim of the second husband, to not yorshin es ksuba. V'yemesu, let's say both husbands dies without children. So achiv shel zeh, v'yachiv shel zeh, chotzim v'lo mi'avmim. The brothers of the husband, they have to make chalitza, but they can't make yibum. The first one, she's midiraisa. Second one's only midirabonin. We have Yaisi, and Yaisi says, Ksubosa nichse baila risha. No, the first husband, she gets a ksuba from the first husband's property. We have Lezer, and Lezer says, Arisha in zakov mitziyasa. If she finds a mitziyah, it goes to the first husband. V'mais yudeh, he gets a paycheck also. V'afaros nadura, she makes a neder, the first one could be made for it. Now, Rav Yosi is the one that says that Ksubosa nichse baila risha, and he holds the bemesin, since it's only a shaygig, therefore, she does not lose a ksuba, and therefore she collects from the first husband. Rav Lezer says that the Rishon Zakim Tzios also the same svara. It was though she was like an oinis, and therefore she still has the same dinim. In other words, the Chum did not make a knatz for the first husband for things that's a tuelis for him. Rav Shimon says, Biyosa oichalitzosa miyachiv shorishoin pateras tzurosa. He holds that the brothers of the first husband, when the first husband dies, they're even mutter to make yibum. It was really a husband, and therefore it's his wife, and therefore now that he dies, there's a missus yibum. And he makes yibum, and even patters the tzara. And v'yein evlad nimeno mamzer, the kid is not a mamzer. Like if the first one remarries son, has a child, it's not called a mamzer, because she's called an onus, and therefore midirais like the mutter. Now what's going to be the Yemnisa Shloi Bishus? She got married without Rishus Bezdim, which really means to say where two Eidim came and told her husband dies. And therefore she doesn't have to go to get a Rishus from Bezdim. It's Pshita right now that she's Mutam. In such a case, if she remarries and the first husband comes back, Muteros Lachsaloi, here she's called an Onus, since two Eidim told her husband dies. So now even though the first husband does come back alive, she's called an Onus and she's Mutter to him. And here, it's Muteres Lachsaloi. Mishneh Beis. Nisa is al pi Bezdin. Let's say she remarried because of Heter of Bezdin, meaning only one Eidecha came and told her that her husband died. And now she was Nisa is al pi the Psak of Bezdin. And the Yachakach later, the case is that her husband comes back. So then it's Teitzei. She has to go out from the Rishon and Minash Shein, like we learned before. Teitzei. But it says now, Uptur Min HaKorban. So she's potter from the korban. She's not. She doesn't have a shame. She did the aznus b'shegeg because she had a heta b'alpi her is bezdin. Therefore, she's potter from the korban chatas. Loi nisa salpi bezdin. Let's say she did not get married alpi bezdin, but rather two eidim came and told her that her husband died. So she doesn't have to come on to heta bezdin. The locher is then teitzei. If the husband comes back. So what is she asked about from the second husband? And now it's like v'chayevus b'korban, like she's chayev achatis, she has locha shagegis. Since it wasn't through a heta bezdin, she's called a shagig. Come to say, yofa koyach bezdin, shepoitra min ha-korban, that there's a bigger heta if she got married through a heta of bezdin, even though it's only an eidechod, but if bezdin told her it's mutam, then she's considered mixed like an onus, and she's potter from a korban. Hoira bezdin linose, bezdin passing that she's allowed to remarry. For holcho v'kilkolo. In other words, let's say now she got married to a kohen gadol. She's an amona, and she got married to a kohen gadol. That's also so. She for holcho v'kilkolo. I mean, she got married to someone that she's also to. Or else she got married to a kohen. She was a grusha. So chayevus b'korban. Then the loch is chayev b'korban chatis. Shleitiru el linase. Their bezdin only gave her heta to get married to somebody she's allowed to. That this amana now get married to a kohen gadol, that's not called a pipsak bezdin, and therefore she's chayav a korban also. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha sheholach bailo uvino lemdina sayom. He's a couple and had a child, and now the husband and the child goes over the sea. Ubo v'omrlo news come back and tells the wife that meis balecho, yishno, your husband died first, v'yachakach meis b'nech, and then your son died. Nafkamina is that there's no mitzvah yibum. When the husband died, he still had a child, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. Shows he's allowed to remarry. And Venissa, she went and she remarried to somebody else. Then they come and tell him, it happened just the opposite. That first the son died, and then your husband died. So by the time your husband died, there's a mitzvah yibum, because you have no more children, and therefore there's a mitzvah yibum. She wasn't allowed to remarry. She's like a yivam leshuk. So locher is, Tait says she has to have a get from the second husband. V'ya vlad rishon v'yachren mamzer. So it says, vlad rishon v'shein yirishon means that she had a child before they told her that chilaf advorim. Or else vlad shein means that she had a child after they told the chilaf advorim. So our Mishnah knows that the kid is a mamzer, even though she's only yivam leshuk, which is only Chai V'lavin, but our Mish knows that even by Chai V'lavin also the kid is a mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva. Now let's say Omru Lo, they came and told him that Meis B'neich, first your son died, V'yachakach Meis Balech, and then your husband died. So there is a Mitzvah Yibum. And V'nis Yabma, the brother came and made a Mitzvah Yibum. V'yachakach Omru Lo, and after they tell him now that Chilav Hoyad Vorm, you know, first your husband died, and then your son, so there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So she's not allowed to stay married now to the Yabum, this Nisa Erva Eishasach. So Locher is Taitse, she has to have a get now, Taitse from her husband now, from Yivama. Pasha Taitse, even without it, didn't get. Chorid Midiraisa, the Kedusha is not Chal, she's never there, she's Ach. For you have Vlad, the Risha, the Yachar Mamza. If they had a Vlad from before she found out about this, or she had a Vlad about after she found out about this, to have Vlad is Mamza. Sisko is good, even according to Chom Shita. Here she's Chai, the Krisis, therefore the kid is a Mamza. Now, what's going to be if Omru Lo, they said to her, Meis Balech, you know, first your husband died, and Venissa, she remarried, and then V'yachakach Omru, then they come and tell her again, V'yachakach Omru Lo, that Kayim Hoya, no, at the time when we first told you he was dead, really he was alive. At the time when she remarried, she had no right to remarry, she's Neshes Ish, and for Meis, but now you should know he's Meis, he died later. So Locher is Taitse, still she has to go out from a second husband. The Chum made a knas right now that since she lived with him, B'yissa, even though now that the husband died, she should be mutam, but the Maisa, since she wasn't Chayke V'davam, see he has a loch of a boil, and he's also a loylam. If we have Vlad, Arishan, Mamzer, the first son she has is a Mamzer. Means while the husband was really alive, she had be with the second husband, she had a child, that kid is called a Mamzer. But the Achron, she has stayed living to this man and has a child after she found out that her first husband is dead, then ain't a mamzer, there's no issa mamzer, because she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. So really, there's no issa deraisa, it's only an issa the Rabbanan. What's going to be Omru Lo Meis Balech? They told you, Shno, your husband died. For Niskachin, she made Kedushin. She didn't make Nisun, she didn't live with the new, she did not live with the new husband. Yes, she only made Kedushin. V'yachakach bo by then her husband comes, so lochriz muteras lachzalai. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. Since she did not live with the second husband yet, she's muta to go back to the first husband, and she doesn't have to have a get from the sheni. So therefore the chum did not make any kenas here, since she didn't do a nissa. Because here she really wasn't married to the second husband, because the first husband was alive. Now, alfa pisha nos lachrin get, even though the second one gives her a get, like Solom and Achush, he does not become possible to a Kain. His dad get is not called a get. He doesn't have to give her a get. Because there's no Kedushin. Ezu this Dorosh from Lezer Bemasio, that the Pasuk says, V'isha Grusha Me'isha. For loy me'ish Shein Me'isha. That when can't the Kain marry Grusha, if the get was really Chal? But not if she's Mekabel a get from a person that wasn't really a husband, like in this case. Therefore she's not called Grusha, she's not also to a Kain. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet, Misha Holcha Ishta Lumdina Sayom. Person's wife went away. Ubol Vyomrul later they came and told him. First to say means two Adim came and told him that Meis Ishtacha, that your wife died. What happened was now Venosa Sachoisa. So the man now went and married his wife's sister. He's allowed to. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. But when your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. And V'yachakach afterwards, Boaz Ishtoi, his first wife came back. So now L'churi is married to two sisters. So L'churi is no muteras lach, so he's muta to live with his first wife. You know why? Because the second Kedushin was not Chal. Since your first wife was alive, so the sister was an erva to you, and therefore the Kedushin was not Chal, and therefore she is still mutter to your first wife. It's just like you had a bias nus now with the sister, and you're an honest, and therefore you're mutter to go back to your first wife. And who mutter bekroivish niya? He's mutter if he wants later marry the kroivis of his sister-in-law. Now, let's say she has a daughter, he's allowed to marry her, because he wasn't married to her. The Kedushin wasn't Chal. Ushniya, the sister-in-law, Muteras Bekrevav, is mutter to your Krev. Let's say you have a son, she's allowed to marry your son, because you were not married. V'yemesa Rishon, let's say the first wife dies, mutter v'shniya, he's allowed to marry the sister. Even though he first lived with her, b'yissa, but it was an oinus then. Doesn't have within sight to him, and therefore he's mutter to marry her after his first wife dies. Omrullah, let's say they say to him, Mesa ishtucho. First two items tell him that your wife died, and therefore v'nosa sachoisi, you married her sister. V'yachakach, afterwards Omrullah, they tell you, we made a mistake, that kayemis hoiso, that at that time when you married a sister, you should know your wife really was still alive. But Umesa, she died now. So look, is like this. Havlad Arishin Mamzer. If at that time, when you married the sister, you had it, she became pregnant. So at that time, since your first wife was still alive, Ose was a bias Chai B'Krisis, and therefore the kid is a Mamzer. For Yahachroin ain't a Mamzer. Mashenkin, after the Edom come and tell you that your wife really died, if she became pregnant afterwards, so then that kid is not a Mamzer. Because now that your first wife died, you're allowed to be with her. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol she poisla de acherim, the lacher is poisel aydei atzmoi." Anytime he becomes also because of acherim, somebody else, not his own mishpacha, then poisla de atzmoi. Who would then become also because of his own mishpacha? But the whole sheinu poisla de acherim. Anytime he does not become possible through somebody else, and the poisla de atzmoi does not become possible through his own mishpacha either. So really the Gemara is against Arichas on this, what exactly this Mishnah is coming to be Marba, exactly like which wife asks on the other one. All right, we'll leave this for the Gemara. Let's see Mishnehei. Yeah, Mishnehei. Omruloi, Edim say to a husband that Meis Ishtucho, your wife died. Let's say Reuven was married to Leah. So Edim tell Reuven that your wife Leah died. And Reuven goes now and marries Leah's sister. He marries Rachel now. It was also to him when his wife was alive. But now that his wife is Mace, he's allowed to marry her sister. Me'aviyah, they were sisters only from the same father, Rachel and Leah, not from the same mother. What happened was, Mesa, again to Edom, came and told his Reuven that your wife Rachel died. And now Reuven went to marry Rachel's sister, let's say Sarah, only from the same mother, not from the same father. So really it comes out that Sarah is the nochrius to the first wife, to Leah. They have no relationship at all. And then Mesa again to Edom come and tell Reuven that your wife Sarah died. Now he goes and marries a fourth time. He marries, let's say, Rivka, which is Sarah's sister, only from the same father, not from the same mother. And then Mesa, then they tell Reuven, your wife Rivka died. And now goes and marries Rivka's sister, only from the same mother, not from the same father. Let's see, marries now Chana. So what he did so far was all beheta. If the Edom were telling the truth that the wife really died, he's allowed to marry their sister. What happened was, let's say, v'nimtzu kulam kayamis, we come out that the Edom were shakranim, were lies, and really all the wives are still alive. So b'zoi, when he married his wife's sister, she's an erva, on that the Kedushin is not chal. So therefore the Mishnah says that Materas Prishoina, he's allowed to stay married to his first wife, Leah. He married a beheta, she avadir his muta. However, the second one, Rachel, the sister, that the Kedushin is not chal, because she's achos ishtoi. So the second one he's not married to. Mashenkin Pashlisha, she's allowed to stay married to the third one, because the third one was not related at all to your first wife. And then what did Bachamishus? Now that he's allowed to stay married to the third one, the fourth one he can't be married to because she's the third one's sister. But he's allowed to stay married to the fifth one because the fifth one is not a sister of the third one. So therefore he's mutter to the first, the third, and fifth. The Mishnah has a Zopaitras or a Sayim, the one that he's mutter to, it's a regular ishus, and therefore if the husband dies and one of them gives chalitza or gives yibum, the pater is the other tzoros, the other wives. But v'yosa b'shnei revius, this Reuben is also to stay married, to live with the second wife and the fourth one, because they are now his wife's sisters. V'yambiyas achas ben patero tzoroso, adin is miyabim one of them, amalat zabiyas erva, and therefore does not part of the tzoro. Let's see if the really now his first wife Leah dies. Now he's allowed to live with Rachel. Now he's mutter to his sister. So in such a case, mutter b'shni is allowed to stay married to the second one to Rachel, or Revi is to stay married to the fourth one, not the third one anymore. The third one is Rachel's sister. Or v'tarasur sayim, since he's mutter to be with them, if he makes yibam or chalitza, the part is the tzara of the other wives. But v'yosa b'shlishas or the chamishas, he's also to marry or to live with the third one and the fifth one, because those are now his wife's sisters. If he makes yibam with one of them, it's like a b'yasissa, therefore they do not part the tzara. Yemishnevov, Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yemechad. You have a Yavam, a brother that's alive. His brother died. The brother that's alive now is a kid. He's 9 years old, and one day, so his Bia is called the Bia, but about the Midiraisa doesn't have Das. So Lachar is, Poisol Al Yidei Achim. If he would make a Maima with Yavama now, he would pass it that the other brothers cannot make Yibum with her anymore. Pastor Sadra Bonindik Alocha, we learn. Is with the rice or ain maisa cotton klum, but the chumum masakin kipshutoim that the beer shor cotton is called the beer to be kaina. Nuadin is maima is also like a maima of a godel, and therefore if the cotton gives a kedushin, so it's enough of a kedushin that the other brothers are osata. V'yachin poison al yodoi. So now as he passes the avoma on the other brothers, and the other brothers also on her. It's a little difference that he only passes lechetchila. That means that, say, the brother, an older brother, made maimah first, and then this cotton made maimah, doesn't mean anything. That's bottle, since there was already a maimah. Mashenkein v'achim, an older brother, poisotchila v'seif. Let's say one brother made maimah, then if a second brother goes and makes the maimah also, he would pass on now on the first brother. Kate said, how was this? Then Teis Hashanah B'Yemechad. We have this boy, Zivoma, that's Yavim, that's 9 years old. Shabbat Yavim to Yazbiya with his brother's wife, with the Yavoma. So Lachar is Posla de Achin. And Echir is even if the other brothers made Maima first. But now with this cotton makes Biya, he passes on the other brothers. But let's say the opposite of the way. Bo Le Achin. First one of the brothers made Yibim with her. Or else, v'yosa b'mayme, one of the brothers made mayme with her. Or else, nos no get a chotz and mechalitza, or gave her get, the locher is poslo al yodoi. Because of them, she's also now on the other brothers. Meaning, even if the cotton made the yibim first, but now if a godol makes the yibim a second time, so that's a chiddush, that their maisa passes on the first one, that they're also now, both of them are also to live with them. They have to have chalitza, but they can't have yibim anymore. So that's this klal that the Ben tests. If he makes Maimor Yibim first, he passes her on the other brothers. But if the other brothers make Maimor Yibim first, then the cotton comes on him, he does not pass law on the other ones. Mashenkein, if the cotton made a Bia or a Maimor first, and then the other brothers made a Maimor also, they would pass law on the young brother also. Mishnah Zayin. Ben Teshon V'Yemechad. This Yavim that's 9 years old in one day, says Bi as a Shem Bia, Shabo Yavimtoi. He was Miyabim is Yavoma. His brother died, so he lived with his wife, the Shem Mitzvah Yivim, let's say. V'yachkach Bo Le Ochiv Shu Ben Teshon V'Yemechad. That the second brother was also only 9 years old in one day, as he was not Ben Mitzvah either. Says the Chiddush now, Posla Yodoi, the second brother, even though it's only Ben Tesh also, since he's making a Bia, he passes the Yavoma now on the first brother also. They both become Osa. Rabbi knows they have to give Chalitza now, but they can't live with them. Rabbi Shimon Oim Leposov, Shimon says no, but the second one does not Posla, since the first one made already a Bia, and the second one is only a Bia's Kotim, he is Botol, his Bia is not called the Bia, and therefore she's still Mutter to live with the first one. Yeah, Mishneches. Ben Teis Hashanim V'Yoy Mechot Shabbat Yivim. Again, this Yovam that's 9 years old and one day, not by mitzvah yet, had Bia, was Miabim, his brother's wife, the Yovama, and then Miachakach Boasaros, and that's his brother, before he died, had two wives. So first he was Miabim, one wife, and then like Gedin Aver, was Miabim, the second one. Usually we know when you make Yivim to one, the Sarah goes out free. Here he went and made Bia with the second one also. So Tanakam holds Posa Yadei Atzmai. Both of them become Osatim right now. Because the Bia's Ben Tess is not Koina. It's not a Kinyan Midiraisa. And with the Rabbonim, they gave it a din like Maima. And that's Alocha. The brother makes Maima with one wife. And then he makes Maima with the Tzoro. So, like with the Rabbonim, it's Tophos on both of them. And therefore, he's also to both of them. See, so also, Bia's Ben Tess has Alocha like a Maima. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. Loi posol. He holds no that it's a sofik when the Yovam the Kotan may be with the first one, the sofik if it's a Kinyan Gomer or not, and therefore Monashach, if it's a Kinyan Gomer, the first one's Karnatom, and the second one can't be Karnatom anymore, so he's mut with the first one and not with the second one. What's going to be Ben Teisha Shonu B'Yemechet Shibba Yevimtoi? He is Miyabim is Yevoma. Vomeis. And then the Yovam died, this 9-year-old boy died. And there's a third brother alive. So Lachar is Chaletz, the third brother has to give Chalitz Nav Lomis Yabemis. Because Midiyah writes that the Ben Tess didn't do anything. And therefore, the Yavam is still a Yavam, so he has to give a Chalitza. But he can't make Yivam because when they're abundant, she was already married to the second brother, to the Ben Tess. What's going to be Nosa Isha Vomes? Boy 9-year-old, let's say he married a wife, and then he dies without children, is a rezup tura. The wife, there's no mitzvah yibum now on the wife. So rezup tura means she's allowed to remarry now. Because there's ben tes, the locher is, the abstam, if he makes kedushin, if a kotin makes kedushin is not chal at all, not midrais, not midrabonin. Therefore they were not married, and therefore she's mutter to marry somebody else. It's only the mokim mitzvahs yibum the rabbonim will masakin that a bias test as a lochem with the rabbonim like a kedushin, but by stama wife there's no kedushin at all. Mishnah test. What's going to be ben test shana v'yemechad? Again, this boy that's 9 years old and one day shabal yevimti had beer with his brother's wife. Or mi shehigdol. And then when the rabbonim now there's a kedushin here. Mishahigdo, when this kotim became a god, came by mitzvah, Nosi Shacheris, he married another wife. And that kedushin is Chal Midiraisa. Vomeis, and now this bar mitzvah boch, and now he dies. So it depends like this. Imlo Yodis Rishon the Mishahigdo, if from there once he became by mitzvah and onwards, he did not have beer with the first wife. So he's not really married to the first wife, Midiraisa. It's only Midirabonin. Send the locheris or Rishon the Chalitzis. On the first word, there's only Kedushin the Rabbonin, he only the Chalitza of the Rabbonin, but not Midirais, there's no Din Yibum. The Ashniya, the second one, she's his wife, he married her after he was a Godel, and therefore that's a real wife, a real Mitzvah Yibum. The brother that's alive now can make either Chalitza or Yibum. Rabbi Shimon says, Miyabim Le'ezer Shiyirtza. So Shimon Shita, the Bia's Kotin, that's not to say it's a Bia's, it's a Gemara Kinyan, and therefore the brother alive now can miyam either one he wants, either the first one or the second one. For Chodesh, whichever one he makes Yibin to, the other one he makes Chalitza, Chalitz L'Shniya. Echot Shu Ben Teshon V'Yemechot, V'Yechot Shu Ben Esrim Shono, Shlevia Shtei Saras has the same Malacha. Lav Davke 9 years old, he could be 20 years old also. As long as he doesn't have Shtei Saras, two Saras, he has luck like a Kotin. He has the same halacha like a Ben Tess, that it's only Midirabonin is Kinyonim, not Midiraisa. Yeah, Perek Yud Aleph. Mishnah says, Noisin al Hoanusa v'ala Mafuto. If a man was Ma'anas, a lady, forced her, or else he is Mafuta, he talked her into having Znus, but he didn't marry her. So halacha is, he's not also Tokraivim. He's allowed to marry her, he's allowed to marry his sister. Since there's no Kedushin, he's Mutter to a Kraivim. But let's say there's Nisuyin, you married the lady, and now your manas, let's say her daughter, or your manas, her sister, or your mafata's sister, chayiv, for that you chayiv an oinish. Because the maizah, since you married to her, you also took kreivim. You also took kreivim in any type of znus, even though your manas or mafata. Now, let's say your father was manas, forced the lady to live with her without kedushin. So there's no kedushin, then the son is allowed to marry her. Who are dinim mafutas aviv? Your father talked the lady into having znus. He didn't marry her. So the halacha is that the son is allowed to marry her. Anusas b'noy mafutas b'noy.
What's the...
It's the same halacha. A father was allowed to marry a girl, a lady, that his son was manas, or his son was mafata. Since his son did not marry her, there was no kedushin, so the father is allowed to marry her. If your father was manas a lady, even though he didn't marry her, lemaisa the son now was also to marry her. He darshens the posuk leikach ish es eshes oviv for the gala kanaf oviv. He darshens that any kanaf, any lady that your father adds nus with, so it's also for the son to marry her. But the loch is like the Tanakhama. Your Mishnah Beis hagiyores shenizgaru bnei imo. You have a mother that had children when she was a goy, and then she was mizgar, she became a Jew, and her two sons also became a Jew with her. And then these two sons got married, and one of the sons died. So lochrids is no mitzvahs yibim. Loicholtim loimiyavim. They're not called brothers in the same father, since the father was a goy. And afilu harosa sharish and shle b'kedusha. For ledosa b'kedusha. Even if the first one, when the mother became pregnant, they were still goyim. Afterwards, in the middle of pregnancy, she became a Jew. And she, when she gave birth, she was Jewish already. But still, it's not called, they have fathers. The Yasheni, the second brother, was a Rosa Vladosa Bagdusha. The second brother, after she was Mizgayer and Hoadin, then she married a Jewish man, and then she had the second child. So now the second child, Taka, has a father. But the first brother does not a brother from the same father, or from a Jewish father at that time, and therefore there's no mitzvah Yibam. The same thing, Shifcha, you have a Shifcha, Knanis, Shenishtachru, she was freed in Bunei Mo, and the children with her, the same thing. And then the children get married, so the two sons get married, and one son dies, there won't be a mitzvah Yibam. Because at the time when the mother conceived, the father was not Jewish yet, and therefore it's not called a brother. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Chomesh Noshim, your five ladies, Shenis Orvul Vadosayim. Means all five ladies gave birth to a boy. So the five boys here together in the room, and they got mixed up. We don't know who the right mother is. And we're talking about each lady like had another son. So each one here has a brother. And what happened was, Igdilu Atarubas, these five children that are mixed up, became older, and Vunosu Noshem, each one of them got married. For Mace, let's say one of them died. So we don't know now who is his brother. Hivande has a brother alive, because each one of these five Noshim had a son before. Now they got mixed up, so now one of these five dies, like we don't know from which is the mother that lost a child, so we don't know who his brother is. It's a suffix now between four other ones who his brother is. Therefore the locher is Abor, Chotz, and Liachas, four of the other brothers, like these five Noshim, the sons they had before, so four of them gives Chalitza to one of them, means to the wife of this mace. And v'yecha miyav maiso, then the fifth one is allowed to be miyav mamonoshach. Either that fifth one is a brother, and therefore he can make yibum. And if he is not the brother, then one of the other ones is a brother, and he already gave chalitza, so now she's muta. Now who, this one that was yabim, one of them, ushleish and another three brothers, cholzon liacheres, gives chalitza to another one. And then v'yechen miyabim, the fifth brother there, he could make yibum. Nimtza comes out that Abo Chalitza, so you have to make four Chalitzas, the Yibum and one Yibum, the Cholachas V'Yachas, every one of them. That's where we get out from the Suffolk to make sure that they're making the right mitzvahs Yibum. Mishnah Dalit. Let's say a lady, the mother-in-law had a baby, and the daughter-in-law had a baby, and the two babies got mixed up together. Higdilot Rubis, these two of them became bigger, and Venoso Nosh, and they both got married for Mason, one of them died. So now we don't know which one is the brother, we don't know which one died, but this was the son from the mother-in-law or from the daughter-in-law, and each one had another son. So again, the same Malachim. B'nei HaKala Choltzim Lo Miyavmin. The other children from the Kala, it's a suffix now, if this brother that died was from the Kala, and therefore they have to give Chalitza, but not make Yibam. Shusofik Eshesach, this is a Sofik, maybe it's his brother's wife. Sofik Eshesachi Aviv, maybe it's the wife of his brother's father. Mashenkin Ubinei Azkena, the other children from the mother-in-law, they are all Chotzen Abiyav, neither make Chalitza, or else they make Yibam. In other words, after one of them made Chalitza to Bnei Akalom, now the other one's allowed to make Yibam, Mamanav Shach. Because Shu's Safik is a Safik Eshe Sachiv, maybe it's his brother's wife and there is a Mitzvah Yibum. For Yeshe's Ben Ochiv, the wife of the brother, of the Ben Ochiv, the son of the brother. And therefore, that's the Eitzah, they make Chalitza first, then they can make Yibum. What's going to be Mesu Haksherim? Let's say the Vadoyim die, the ones that didn't get mixed up. And it's like the opposite one. The ones that are still at home, each one had a Vade brother, so those died now. So what about now, the Sveikis now? So it's the opposite way, that B'nai HaTarubais, all these four, the five sons that got mixed up, has to go L'vnei HaZakein, has to go to the older one, and Chotzim, they give their wives Chalitza B'vloi Miyavnim, because by them it's a Sofik, Eshe Sochiv, V'Eshe Sachiyoviv. But a B'nai HaKala, the ones of the Kala, they, one gives Chalitza first, and then one could be Miyavnim, and Amon HaShach Shiz Muta. Mishnei, Kahanis Shenes Arvav Lod B'Lashiv Chosom. Let's say a Kahanis Miznashis Koyin, they gave birth, and a child got mixed up with the child of a Shivcha in the house. So there's one of these children is a Kohen, and one of them is a Neved Kohen. So Lachar is a Reil Reichlam a Truma. Both kids are Ladi Truma, because the Neved Kohen is also Ladi Truma. The Cholkim Chilek El Echa Begurvin. They go down to the fields where they make their wheat, so we're going to take one portion. Because the Lachar is a Neved doesn't get a portion by the fields. So Monashach, only one of them is allowed to take a portion. Both of them in Asaf, it cannot be Metamel Lameisim, because one of them is a Kohen. V'yeinoisim noshim, bein k'sheres bein psuls, they can't get married, because the Sofik, one is an Eved, he can't get married to Bas Yisrael, and one is a regular Kohen, he can't get married to a Shivcha, so therefore they can't get married. What's going to be Yigdilu HaTerubis? They both become older. V'shichru zeh zeh, then the Yetzer is, each one of them gives a Shtar Shichah to the other one. Like one of them is a Kohen, and one of them, like Yarshin, is the other one. So one of them owns the other one. So each one gives a Shtar Shichah to the other one. But Monashach, they're now, they're both freed. So now, Noisim Noshim Lusakuna, both of them have to marry wives that are fit to get married to a Kohen, because the Sofik, one of them is a Kohen. And both of them now in a Sofik still v'yein matam l'meis, and now they'll touch a meis. V'yem nitmu, let's say they touched a meis, and him Sofik is a verb, they don't get malchus, because the Sofik, in which one did the aveir, it's like a Asura Sofik. V'yeinam oichlim betruma, and they can't eat truma now, because now that it became a shuchar, he's not a kohen, he can't eat truma, so in a Sofik, neither of them can eat truma. V'yem ochlu, let's say they did eat truma, and misham, they don't have to pay, keren v'chaymish, because one of them is a kohen, so in a Sofik, you don't have to pay. They can't take a portion by the Gurin, because one of them doesn't have right to take it all. So in a Sofik, neither of them could take. Now, if somebody gives them Truma, or if they have their own Truma, or Moichin, they're allowed to sell us a Truma. Vadom Mishlam, they're allowed to keep the money. Like Moichin Mechaveri of Araya, one of them has the right to keep the Truma. So therefore, Moichin Mechaveri has the right to keep the money. You don't get a portion in the Kabonis, because one of them is not a Kain. People don't give them kochim kabonis to bring because one of them is not a kohen. But we can't take away what they have. Let's say they have to bring a korban. So you don't have to force them to give it to the b'nei of the mishmar, but rather let them give it to anybody they want in the own mishpacha. Upturim in Azroya, they're potter from the mitzvahs matnas kuna, because when a sofik and mertzal of arayim, they don't have to give away the zroya, the thigh of an animal, or even from a behemoth schulin, or min alachayim, the cheeks, or min alachayim from the stomach. Regular behemoth, you have to give this to matnas kuna, to a kohen, but since by them it's a sofik, maybe they're a kohen, and mertzal of arayim, they're potter from giving it. Uvachor, let's say they have a bechor behemoth, which the law is supposed to give it to a kohen. So ye royachi stoivu, they have to wait that a pasture in the fields till it becomes a balmum. Then it's a shalandini mumnis that belongs to a kohen. So they're allowed to keep it then. V'noisin olo of chumri kana v'chumri yisraelim. The Maya said, is the cloud, they have to go to chumra, that it were the kohen or were the Yisrael. Let's say they bring a mincha. The law is a minchas yisraels nekmetzes. And the kohen mitzvahs korva gavim mizbech, and the rest is nechal ba'kohenim. Mashenkin and minchas kohen is kulok nisrefo. So they have to go to churma, the whole thing would be nisrefo. Mishnevov. Yeah, Mishnevov. Mishlo shos ha'acha bailo. The case where the wife became an amono, Rosh received the get, So Lochris is supposed to wait 3 months before she remarries. So somebody did not wait this 3 months. Mishle Shos Achabailam hit the husband door to give her get. Shleshe Chodosh, she didn't wait 3 months. Venissa, she got married right away. And Violda, she became pregnant. Now, V'yein Yidu, we do not know in Ben Tish L'Rishon, is this son is the father, the first father. And now it's called 9 months from the first father. Or else in Ben Shiv L'Achroin, maybe gave birth now 7 months later, but she became pregnant from the second husband. That's only in Ben Shiva. So we don't know who the real father of this son is. Hoya L'Bonim in Arishon, let's say she had children from the first husband. She also has children from the second husband. So there are Vade brothers alive. And let's say this son now dies. Is Cholzum Lo Miyabim. So after both give Chalitza, they can be Miyabim. Sofik, which one is his real brother? V'cheinu Lem, the same thing, him back to them. Is one of the children die from the first one, or one of the children die from the second one, and now the wives fall to him for Yibum. So after the same thing, it's a suffer whether it's a Mrs. Yibum or not, and therefore the locker is Chalitz, he has to give Chalitz only. For Lo Yibum, he cannot make Yibum, it's a suffer whether there's a Mrs. Yibum here altogether or not. What's going to be Hoye Loi Achin and Arishin? Again, the Suffolk son. Again, the Suffolk, who his father was. Was he a Ben Tisha from the first father? Or was he a Ben Shiva from the second father? You have the Suffolk now, who his father was. The Hoye Loi Achin, let's say there were brothers, Men Arishin from the first father, from the first marriage, V'yachim and Ashena from the second one, but Shaloi Mei same, not from the same mother. They're from the same father, but not from the same mother. Nor does the husband of the first husband this wife had, she had a son from a different wife. And then after he dies, the same thing now, when this mother now got married to a second husband, so the second husband also already had a son from a different wife. And they got married and they died now without children. So now the Mishnah says, in this case, the Suffolk now, who chaylitzu miyabim, he could either give chlitza or he could give yivim, either one of the two. To the wife of the son of the son from the first of father, or else the wife from the son of the second one. But the pshat is, since they were not the same mother, so the pshat is either they're brothers, and then they'll be a mitzvah yibum, or else they're not related altogether, and therefore she's a stranger, he's let her marry her. So a monashach is let her marry her. And the Bible we're talking about providing that there are no other brothers, he's the only brother alive. So if a monashach, either he's a brother for yibum, or else he's not a brother altogether, and therefore monashach is let her marry them. That's cholik sumiyabim. For him, the same thing, them back to him, let's say when he dies and his wife now falls to yibum, so the same thing, echolitz, one of them should give chalitza first, and then viyechem miyabim, the second one wants to, he could be miyabim. Because if this really the brother, the yibum, there was a mitzvah yibum done with chalitza, and it's hard to say she's a stranger, so lamaisa, a stranger has no mitzvah yibum, and therefore she's mutter. So therefore, first he has chalitza, take off the suffix zika, then the second one can be miyabim monashach. We're up to Mishnah Zayin. Ho Yechod Yisro V'Yechod Kayin. Again, the same thing where the wife had a first husband, she was pregnant, and she didn't wait 3 months, and she got married, and then she gave birth 7 months later from the second husband. So Sosofik, this son now, is the father of the first husband, or is the father of the second husband? Now let's say the first father was a Yisrael, and the second one was a Kain. So now this child now is a Sosofik, whether he's a Yisrael or whether he's a Kain. So Lachar is nice Isharu L'Kayim in Asafik, he could only marry a lady that's Mutta for Kayim to marry. He can't marry a Gerusha, he can't marry a Zayna, because he's a Safik Kayim. And same thing, Veinim Atam L'Mesim, he's not going to touch a Mesna, because he's a Safik, maybe he's a Kayim, it's a Nissa. V'yim Nitma, let's say he does touch a Kayim, does touch a Mes, and he's a Safik Esabayim, he can't give him out, because there's only a Safik Issa. V'yein Urechel B'Truma, he's a Safik Kayim, and therefore he can't eat Truma, maybe he's a Zar. V'yamacha, let's say he does eat Truma, even he's a B'shegeg, and a Mishal and Karen B'chomish, he doesn't have a Chiyot to pay back, not a Karen, not a Chomish, because a Maitza Mechaber, all of a Raya. But the Avdi has the right to say, maybe he was a Kayim. V'yein Urechelak Alagur, when he goes down to the fields, with the tfu, they cut down the tfu, he has no right to take a portion like a Kayim, since Mena Safik, he's not a Kayim, he has no right to take the Truma. Or Meicharat Truma, but let's say he has his own Truma, so he has to be Mafreshit, true, but he doesn't have to give it away to a Kain, because a Safak Imam, and he has the right to say it's his, and therefore even though he can't eat it, he can sell it and keep the money. The money that he sells it for, he has the right to keep the money. V'einoi choyle b'kotshe amigdosh. There's even by kotshim that's not b'nei achila, let's say like the oirois of the kabbarnas, even with the skin, he doesn't get a portion. Since he's a sofer kohen, he can't take. V'einoisnem loy as a kotshim. And people can't bring him kabbarnas to be makriv. Means if he has to bring a korban, we don't take it away from him, like give it to the Anshei Mishmer. When himself he has done like a kohen, he has a right to give it to whoever he wants. If he has his own behemoth chulin, these are one of the matnas kuna that every Yisrael has to give away, the zeroya and the chayayim, the cheeks and the kevah and the stomachs to a kohen. But him, since he's a safa kohen, he has right to keep it for himself. If he has the bechor v'behema, also it's one of the matnas kuna. So he has to wait till peshes in the field till it becomes a balmum, and then he's allowed to eat it, and then he can keep it. It's only a mitzvah nesin as mamnis hamaytsim chor l'varaya. V'noisin olav chumre kanim for chumre Yisrael. That he has chumre of both of Yisrael and a kain. It's mafarshim say go to inyan mincha se mincha. That a mincha se Yisrael is nekemetzes, and the kain mitz is brought by itself. And the shirayim is not eaten, but has to be burnt like a minchas of a kohen. So he has to do both the chumras, that the shirayim is burnt, and but he has to make a chmitza like a minchas Yisrael. What's going to be the hoyishinayim kanim? Both fathers were kanim. Then the locker is who oinen aleihim. Let's say one of them die. So min asafik he has din oinen, he cannot do the avoida. In other words, he's a vada kohen now, but since he's a safek oinen, he can't do the avoida. Vein oninim olav. Same thing when he dies. So these two fathers have to be noig aninus for him. Who oinim matamalem? He has no right to matamo if one of them die. Since it's a safek if his father, not min asafik, he has no right to matamalem esim. V'heim, and then when he dies, the son dies. V'heim einim matamlo, the fathers have no right to matamatin because it's a suffolk if they're his father. V'hu einim yerush oisam, he doesn't yashin them medinei mumnis. The other brothers have right to say they're avanda, he's a suffolk. They're not yerush, but mukim with their other brothers. Avulheim yerushim oisam, when he dies, they yashin him. If he doesn't have any of his own children, the locher is his father yashins here. And min asuffolk, both fathers achilik divide up his property. If he hits one of them, the son, he's potter. It's a suffolk if he hit his father. Not if he curses one of them, he's potter. Again, the son is a vada kohen. He could do the avodah, and he could go to each mishmer from that father and that father. They can't throw him out like he could be oiled each mishmer in that week and do the bring the kabonis. But v'yena chilek doesn't get a portion though. That the b'nei mishmer gets a chilek and the kabonis that were brought, the kanim there has a right to push him off and say, listen, that you're not from our mishmer, so they could push him away that he won't take a chilek in the achila in the kabonis. But vice versa, the avoided though he could do. What's going to be Imhoi Shneim B'Mishmer? Let's say both fathers were from the same mission the same week that they worked on. Then Noito Chilek Echad, then he has a right to bring the Kabonis, and he also has a right to take a portion of the Kabonis also. Mamonashach, he has a right to take, but he only has a right to take one portion and not two. Rabta, the 12th parak. Mishnah Aleph. Mitzvahs Chalitza B'Shleisha Deyonim. By Yevamo, if the Yavin does not want to do Yivin, doesn't want to marry, he only wants to make Chalitza, how do we do the mitzvah Chalitza? So it has to be done in front of a Bezdin of Shleisha. Now it says in the Pasuk, Zelas Akenim, Skenim means at least two, name Bezdin Shok, you have to have at least three Dayonim. The Mishnah says, Ve'afilu Shloshin Adyotis, even if all three does not have Smicha, the Adyotim still is kosher to do a Chalitza in front of these three. What's going to be Cholza B'minol? Let's say he made Chalitza with his shoe. Is chalitzos aksheru? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah chalitzer is that the yovim is supposed to be wearing a shoe made out of leather, and she has to come and untie the shoe and take the shoe off him. That's the mitzvah of chalitza. What's going to be on pilin? Let's say the shoe is made out of material, made out of, let's say, wool. Then lochras chitzos apsula, the chalitza is possible. It has to have a shame manel, has to be made out of leather. What's going to be besandal, made out of sandals, made out of leather? Sheesh le'okiv, to have a heel to it, then it's kosher. Vishen le'okiv, doesn't have a heel to it, then it's possible. That's not called the minol. You can't use it with chalitza. Min ha'kuvo lamato, from the knee and downwards, l'chlitzos is k'shero. Min ha'kuvo lamalava, from the knee upwards, chlitzos p'sul, then the chlitz is posel. So Shaul, what does this mean, from the knee downwards? Pasha means a regular shoe, that it has it tied up, so the strap should be tied up at the highest, up until the knee. So if it's tied on below the knee, that's called a good chalitza. She unties it, that's called a chalitza. But if it's first tied higher than the knee, that's not called a kosher chalitza. Some say means he doesn't have a foot, he doesn't have the toes, he only has, let's say, above the knee, so there you can't make a chalitza. Chalitza has to be done at the bottom part of his foot. Again, the Ika Chalit says he has to have a shoe tied on to the bottom of his foot up until, let's say, the knee. And then if she unties it, that's a kosher chalitza. Mishnah Beis. Chotza b'sandal sheni shalom. Let's say he was wearing a sandal that doesn't belong to him. It was somebody else's, and he had it tied on, and she took it off. By b'sandal shalait, so the sandal is made out of wood, but it was lined with a skin. With leather, by shall smell be mineral. He was wearing his left one on his right foot. It's also called the kosher chalitza. Even though the chetchil is supposed to be his shoe, but the ma'isa, even though it's somebody else's, the ma'isa yotza. What's going to be chotza begadol shiachal halach boy? Let's say he's wearing somebody else's shoe that's too big on him, but he could walk with it. Like the cotton, or else the shoe is too small, but Shuchayfas Rev Lagan covers up most of his foot, it's Litzosak Sherva. That's called also a good chalitza. If that was tied on to his foot and she came and untied and pulled off the shoe, that's called a good chalitza. Chotza Balaila, if they do the chalitza at nighttime, Litzosak Sherva. That's the Tanakam holds, even though there is a loch of a din, and we don't pass in din in b'yoyim, but it's called like a gemara din that they can do even at night time. For Yablaza, place Yablaza also knows, like a tchilas din, you can't do a chalitza at night time only b'yoyim. Bismoil, let's say the shoe was on his left foot, chalitza sapsula, that's not called a good chalitza. We learn out, gzereshova, ragloi, it has to be on the yamin. For Yablaza, mash, Yablaza also, even on his left foot, still it's a koshera chalitza. In the Lacha, we don't paskin like Reb Leza. Mishnah Gimel. Chotza, let's say she pulled off the shoe, she takes off the shoe, that's the one part of the mitzvah chalitza, and then v'rokakos, she's supposed to spit in front of him, like the pasuk says, v'chotza nolo mi'aragle v'yorka b'fonov. Avoloi karo, but she does not read the psukim. Like the Ika mitzvah chalitza, you have three parts of the mitzvah. She has to first pull, take off his shoe, then she has to spit in front of him, and then she has to like make a kriya, say over these psukim. She did the first two and not the kriya, chalitza sekshera. The Maya says she's still yotza the mitzvah, but it says kriya is not makiv. What's going to be kora v'rakakos? She read the parasha, and she also spit in front of him, but she did not take off his shoe, chalitza sepsula. By taking off the shoe is an Ika part of chalitza. Without it, it's not called a chalitza. What's going to be chalitza? She took off the shoe, v'kora, and she read the parasha, but she did not spit in front of him. No, her kik is also likuv in the mitzvah chalitza. We have the kibra, and the kibra says, chalitza sekshera, yes, the chalitza is kosha, even without spitting. Omer Rav Lezer says, the pasuk says, Kocha Yeyosa, this is what you have to do. And this is Likuba, these things has to be done. Rav Lezer is called Dovishu Maisa Makiv. Anything that's a Maisa, that's Makiv in the Chalitza. Because Bein the Chalitza, Bein the Rekika, it's Makiv. If you're missing one of them, the Chalitza is possible. On this, Omer Rav Kiva Kiva says back, Nishom Raya, you can't bring a proof in this pasuk that says, Kocha Yeyosa. I'll tell you, the pasuk says, Kocha Yeyosolish. This is what you have to do to the man. So maybe only koldovish or ma'isivish, only an action is done to the man, that's the kuva. Meaning taking off his shoe, that's a mice in the other, that's makiv. But spitting, you're not spitting at on him. You're only spitting in front of him. That could be, it's not the kuva by the mitzvah of chalitza. So you can't bring a right from this pasuk of kocha. Then Mishnah Dalet, ha'cheresh shenechlatz. Means if the man was a cheresh, that means deaf and dumb, he can't hear, he can't talk, he's loch like a cotton, shenechlas, that the Yavoma, she took off his shoe. Real sva chereshes shecholtza, she was a chereshes, he was okay, but the Yavoma was a chereshes, has loch like a ktana. Real sva chaletzas le cotton, or else, let's say the Yavom, the brother, is a cotton. In all these cases, chlitzos apsula. Chlitz ha'atadav can be done with a godol. Both the ish and isha have to be a godol, can be done with a kotna or ktana. What's going to be ktana shecholtza? a ketana that does chalitza, they do chalitza when she's a ketana, is tachlis mishetagdu. You have to do chalitza over again. When she comes a gedola, she has to have chalitza, she has to do chalitza again to be matim. If she doesn't do chalitza over again, the first chalitza, the first chalitza she did was psula. Again, we say chalitza has to be done by a gadol and a gedola. Some agaros chalitza ksheira, the whole that b'yevid, a chalitza the ketana did, but the b'yevid is good. Now, gyasar is chalitza is psula. Yeah, Mishnah hey, chalitza b'shnayim. Let's say they made the chalitza only in front of two dayonim, not in front of three. We also say b'shleisha did in front of three dayonim, but b'nim tzechem and korvei posel. One of them was a posel adayin, he was a relative, or he was a posel adayin. Lochus chalitza is psula. Even with the b'yevid, it's no good. You have to have three dayonim there. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechonah, Sandal, Machshirim. They all know it's kosher. Even though you don't have three, you know you only have two, it's din edus, that's also good for chalitza. Well, Maisa once happened, Biechot Shecholatz Benor LeBeino, the Beis Asurim, they made chalitza in the jail, and no edim were there. Well, Maisa of Nehri Abikiv, they brought the Maisa in front of Abikiv, Bechhechshir, he said the chalitza is kosher. But the case there was that there were two edim outside watching, so Maisa was done in front of two edim. Since Abikiv holds that it's kosher, also that holds two b'dievet is kosher. But Loch is like the Tanakamo, that you have to have three dayonim. If you don't have three dayonim, the Maisa the chalitza is psula. Mishnah Vov, mitzvah chalitza. How do we do mitzvah chalitza? Bo hu v'yevimte lebezdin. Means the Yovam, the brother, and the sister-in-law, they come to Bezdin. Vein masin lo yetza genis loy. And Bezdin like gives a good etza to the Yovam. What should he do? Should he marry or do mitzvah ziv, or should he give chalitza? Let's say there's a big difference of age. One is old, one is young. So they give them an etza. It's not kedai to get married, but instead they should give chalitza. So the Bezdin gives them an etza, gives them advice. Shneva the Pasuk says, v'koro loy zikni iroy v'dibre lov. That's the Pasuk in Devarim. They called and they speak to him, meaning that the Bezdin gives him advice. Via Maris, and she says now, in a case where they decide to give chalitz, there's no yibum, so she has to start talking first. And she says, Me'ein yivami, there's a Pasuk in the Chumash. Me'ein yivami lachim lachim shem b'Yisrael. My brother-in-law does not want to do the mitzvah yibum. Lo yov yavmi. And then, v'hu oima, then he says, the yavim has to say, Lo yichofasti lekachta, they do not want to take her. They said these psukim in Loshon HaKodesh. Then we go back to psukim, v'nikshu yivim to elov, that the yivom has to come to him, li'ein as kenim in front of his kenim, v'chol tzanali, she unties the shoe, me'aragle from his foot, v'yorka, and then after she pulls off the shoe, then v'yorka before, then she has to spit. These are the psukim to say over. Now, what is roik v'yorka? What do you mean you have to spit? So we dash, that means roik kanir le'dayon, has to be spit, that the yonim could see the spit. That's like a thick, like a phlegm, it has to be thick, a spit. And then we go right to Psukim, V'yom Sov Yom, she has to answer, she has to say, Kochi Yosalish, this which we've done to a man, Ashala Yivnes Beisach, who doesn't want to do the mitzvahs Yivim. Af Kanoi Makun, up until the